While they're doing that, good morning, guys. How are you? Scoot in this way a little bit. Because I got something small to show you. I want you to see it. Okay? Oh, man, shaking down the choir, too. Look at there. Tyler's a professional at this. He's coming. There we go. Just kind of put them over here. That's good. Thank you, guys. Thank you. You did such a great job. You can do it again next week. All right. Hey, how many of you believe that God watches over you everywhere you go? Do you believe that? Do you believe God keeps his eye on you and just kind of takes care of you every single day? I do. And you know, there's lots of ways that we can remember that. And a long time ago, a lady from a congregation that I used to serve gave me this little, it looks like a coin, but it's not a coin. It's a little medallion kind of thing, but you can't wear it. You see what the picture is? What's on there?
It's an angel.
Yeah, you see? It's an angel on there. Yeah. And angels are God's messengers. They bring good news to God's people on earth, okay? Also, angels are... You okay? Angels are those folks that God created that actually look after us too. We have what's called guardian angels. You ever heard that before? A guardian angel? Yeah, we all have guardian angels. We have, God sends his angels to earth. They're not human beings. They never used to be human beings. God created the angels. Angels are separate from people. Okay, people don't die and become angels. There's already angels. God created them. All right, and God's angels watch over us. They keep a watchful eye on us, and they bring good news to God's people, and they bring good news to God from his people. Okay, and so one of the things I want you to think about as we begin a summer talking about God's law and God's commandments and the things God would have us do is also that even though God expects certain things from us, expects us to live life a certain way, he also watches over us every single day, provides everything that we need, and he even provides his angels to guard us and protect us from all the powers of evil in the world. Okay, so when you say your prayers at night, it might be a good idea to include a thanksgiving for angels, for those angels that watch over us, okay? So let's start that right now. Let's practice that, and we'll say a prayer to God, thanking him for his protection, and also thanking for the protection of his angels and the way they watch over us, okay? Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we do give you thanks that you care so much for your people, that you would send your holy angels to guard us and protect us from evil. We give you thanks for your watchful eye, that all the things that happen in this world, all those things that your people face, nothing escapes your attention. Watch over us day and night, O Lord, and continue to guide us and nurture us by the power of your Holy Spirit, and send your angels to keep watch over us day and night. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we'll see you all next week, all right?